Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Get it? The Bert Show.
All right, so I have a confession to make to all of you guys.
Okay.
You followed my progress. You supported me when I was winning. And I need your support because I had a setback.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm talking about cigarettes.
Aww.
Yeah, so y'all followed me in January when I did the hypnosis.
Yes.
And did really well. Stopped smoking all the way through till like end of February.
Okay.
End of February.
Does the hypnosis guy want you to talk about him since you're smoking again?
Yeah.
No. He wants me to come back. And I will say that I haven't done the homework like I was supposed to, because you're supposed to re-listen to the hypnosis over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I have not done that. And then you're also...
You mean re-listen to it like he recorded?
He records the whole thing. And it's sort of like a meditative process or whatever. So you're supposed to put yourself back into that state by listening. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do the homework. Yeah. And then when I was on vacation, and this is sort of delayed because I was sick last week and whatever. But yeah, when I was on vacation, I caved and I smoked some cigarettes on vacation.
Were the people on vacation you were with, did they smoke?
No.
So you did this by yourself.
Yeah. I had been surfing all day and it was like in the afternoon and I was just like having a beer with dinner and I was like... Yeah, I want to smoke. I'm on vacation.
Nothing so, like sucking in gallons of seawater that make you say, what can I do to constrict my breathing further?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I caved and I had some on vacation. But I left it on vacation and I haven't had any since.
Okay, well, all right.
So
good.
I don't know why that was like I compartmentalized it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, because it was like, I wasn't in the country.
The rules don't apply.
I was I don't know. Well, I don't know where my mind went with that, but I was able to leave it on vacation. And so.
It's like guys in high school when we were on spring break in Panama City Beach, and they said, you lose your virginity when you're out of the state of Tennessee. That's what they kept telling the girls
there. They were telling you?
Yeah. So when it's out of the state, it don't count.
Well, and that common phrase, what happens in El Salvador stays in El Salvador.
I know. It really is that phrase. I don't know why that was the mentality for me, but I haven't smoked since I've been back.
Was there any challenge to you when you came back to, was there any temptation for you rather when you came back and a challenge to avoid that?
I don't think I had time because I was only back for 48 hours and then went to Los Angeles for American Idol and then got sick.
Right.
And I've been sick for almost 2 weeks now. So there's been... Obviously, I mean, maybe I got sick for a reason to sort of like help me because there's certainly been no cravings there.
Do you think the sickness is directly related to the cigarettes?
It could be. It definitely could be.
Because like, don't you start coughing up all sorts of gross stuff and everything when you stop smoking?
I was actually thinking about that this weekend as I was coughing up, you know, disgusting things. I was thinking, I wonder if, because when I quit in January, I didn't get sick. And usually, typically, when you stop smoking, you get sick. Mm-hmm. Because your body's adjusting to being healthy again. You're like clearing out a whole bunch of stuff. And I didn't in January. Somehow I like bypassed that for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I think this time, I was thinking about that like yesterday or day before. I was like, I wonder if the sickness was worse because I'm also sort of cleansing from all of that. I don't know.
So it's the purge, the smoking purge and just a cold all rolled into one?
All rolled into one or something? I don't know. But I haven't been this sick really, ever, as an adult, I don't think. I was talking to my mom about it. I was like, I think it's been since high school since I've felt this bad, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of it. But anyway, just had to share my setbacks with you guys. Just be honest.
I think it's good. When you get well, do you think you'll be in the same habit of not smoking when you're in Atlanta? Or can you say, it's like one day at a time?
It's better than one day at a time because I don't think about it every day anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think it's something I'll always struggle with, you know? I don't know why that is, but...
When you quit the first time, how long did you quit for?
3.5 years.
And
almost 4.
Would you say at any point in that 3.5 years, you were... Like, it was just completely out of your mind, or did it occasionally just... So it'll...
It can go, like, completely out of your mind, but I think... Like Melissa said, when you're hanging out with friends that you typically smoked with...
That's the hardest part.
That's, I think, really hard. Or you go through moments of really extreme stress or whatever. I mean, I think it's an addiction. And anybody that's dealt with any sort of addiction can fall back on.
Like Tiger Woods.
Right.
Like, look at what you have in common with Tiger Woods.
I never thought about it that way. But thank you, Jeff. I'm really glad that you're putting me in that category. No, I just think, I think anybody that struggles with addiction would know that. Anybody that's a former alcoholic, anybody that's a former drug abuser or, you know, because really nicotine's a drug. It just happens to be legal.
Right. Are you going to go back and do more hypnosis now?
I should. He's really hard to get in to see now, though.
I'm not sure.
Pure hypnosis, Sean Wheeler, he's really, really booked these days since we talked about it. So,
well, now that you've just said it doesn't work, he probably won't.
No, it does. It definitely does. I mean, it definitely got it started for me, but I felt like I needed to admit my setbacks and, you know, I'm certainly not perfect. So I think it'll be always a struggle for me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's going on?
Jen, you know, I'm a 10-year smoker. I just quit back in October, I think it was.
Good for you.
And, you know, you're going to slip every now and then, you know.
Have you slipped?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, every now and then I'll be out drinking or whatever, have a smoke or two with friends, but it's not an everyday thing. That's kind of the big deal.
Right.
Because one every month or two, you know, a couple over here and there, your body can deal with that. But it's when it starts to be every day that it starts to compound into a health problem.
But see, my problem, and I don't know if you're like this or not, but I was never able to do it casually. You know, it's like for me, like if I pick one up, I might as well go, you know, just sign up all over again. That's why I was sort of surprised myself that I was able to kind of keep it contained on vacation and sort of like, it felt like an indulgence, just like everything on vacation is. Just like you have a beer at 2:00 in the afternoon on vacation. That's an indulgence, you know, like.
Oh, that's just, not every day? Oh, okay.
No.
I'm kidding. It's if you've gotten in the mindset where you don't want to be an everyday smoker, you'll work yourself to that. And like I said, you may every now and then have a slip, just as long as you remind yourself that it's more worth it not to smoke every day. You'll get through it fine. One day you probably won't even think about smoking anymore, but it'll just be a while.
I hope so.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That's
okay. He's there.
Are you still there? Yeah. I was going to say, are you at that stage? From October till now?
I'm starting to get to the point where now I just don't even think about it, except for when I'm around my friends who do still smoke, and then I'm kind of like, I'll just go 5 feet over here and have another beer.
Yeah, that is definitely hard when you're with friends. But
Who is it that we were talking about last week that has the sober coach? Like the person that's with them.
Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm. You need a smoking coach. It's just
follow you around.
Somebody who's with you 24/7 and like carries a fire extinguisher or a squirt gun or something.
Just shoots you in the face with it every time I want one.
Yeah, sees you light up.
You
and
put
it's
in
just,
your mouth and out.
Squirt.
Yeah.
And they just everywhere you are.
It was like a cat on furniture. Just have a water gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely need that.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.